Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.
Now, I'm sure when you were a child, you will remember the dreaded word of homework, what you thought might be lines and lines of work and doing your spelling and doing your grammar. But homework has been in the press recently because we're talking primary age school children and whether they should or shouldn't be doing homework. Somewhere that is looking at homework a little bit differently is Highfield Prep School at Harrogate Ladies College, and I'm here today to talk to James Saville. Hello, James.
Hello there.
Now, remind us what you do here at Harrogate Ladies College.
Well, I'm the head of Highfield Prep School, which is aged 2 to 11. We're a co-educational school of boys and girls, and we're trying very much to be forward-thinking here as a school. So we've been doing a lot of work over the last year to really think about the individual child and what it means to educate the individual.
And you are a teacher and you're a parent, so you see it from both sides, really.
That's right. I've now taught for 25 years and I've got my own two children who are 10 and 13, so I've been at it from both angles.
Now, there has been some debate recently about young children, so primary age, so that traditionally I think that's about age 4 to 11. Should they have homework or should they not? What would people say about that?
I mean, you're quite right. Throughout the country, and probably even within the school, there's a very wide range of opinions about everything. Some children believe that it shouldn't happen because, particularly when children are young, they can be tired at the end of the day. But it's important that some people feel to actually give them the life skills and how we're going to equip the children as they grow throughout the years, throughout primary years, but also preparation for secondary. So by having homework, we can give them certain skills like independent learning, for example, and also having a genuine passion for their education, which is really important. But it also helps with relationships between the home. We always talk very much about relationships here at Highfield Prep and how it isn't just about the staff and the children, but it's also the parents as well. We're all involved in the children's education, and by having homework, parents can spend time with their children, even if it's just a short time each day, learning with the child, seeing what the child is doing, being involved in their homework, because that's really important.
Hello, my name's Eloise.
Hello, my name's Oscar.
Hello, my name is Annabelle.
If somebody didn't know what the word homework meant, what is homework?
It's basically home learning. So your school gives it out for the weekend and you have to hand in a piece every week. But what we do is we have a grid system that if you're like really busy one weekend, you can like choose one with that's a two-pointer, and then you can do that really quickly. Or if you have lots of time, you can choose one that's got a lot of points and you can do what you'd like to do.
So that sounds a little bit different then to how some schools might do homework.
Yeah, we have about 16 tasks on a grid and you can choose which one you want to do every week. And not many other schools do it because we used to do it where you just do maths and English, but now it's a bit different and it's a lot funner, I think, as well.
You could do a two-week project or a one-week project and they all add up to points, so you can get bonus points as well, and you have to get 50 points a term.
We spent a lot of time thinking about homework and what we really want out of it, and we asked ourselves a question, really. And the question was, what do we believe the children should be doing at the end of the school day in order to help them retain what they've learned and ensure that they're eager for more? So we listened very carefully to parents, we listened to the children, and as a staff, collectively, we took part in a lot of discussion work, and from that has come what we believe to be a very forward-thinking approach. We still have spellings, but that is done in a slightly different way, so it's not just about regurgitation of the words, but it's about how can they use those spellings properly within a passage. They still have their reading, which is incredibly important. We want all children to have a love of reading. Mathletics is an online maths program, which the children are already really enjoying. We as teachers can track it behind the scenes, but it's not just what they're doing themselves. They can play against their friends, even while they're at home. They can potentially play with people around the world. So we've seen some real math stars coming out of that. And I think the most forward-thinking thing that we've got is that every child's given a grid of activities. In the grid of 16, 20 activities, each activity is given a number of points. It might be 2 points for a nice easy exercise. It might be 10 points, which is a lot more challenging. I'll give you a few examples. One of them might be blackberry picking. We had a child who's already been picking fruits. He brought in a huge display of photographic evidence of going out with his family, picking the fruit, but not just that, then taking it home, cooking with it, and enjoying the fruit of his labours, shall we say. And another child in year four who was asked to do a come dine with me experience, and he absolutely went for it. He not only did he plan the meal, he prepared all of the meal, he laid the table, he laid everything out for the family, he invited his family, he got his father and his brother and his sister to become judges with scorecards, and all this time mum was helping him video it. So he then made and edited the video afterwards to come and show all his friends.
That sounds like the best homework task I've ever heard. I bet his parents were chuffed as well not to have to cook the dinner.
Absolutely. Everyone's a winner, really.
I like mathletics, which is online maths.
I like kind of doing building and designing and really thinking through, trying different things. So at the moment I'm doing embroidery for a poppy.
I like using the computer and like trying out new things to make your work look really cool.
And so have you chosen yet what homework you're going to be doing this weekend?
Well, I thought I might do a PowerPoint all about a French town, I think it was.
I'm probably going to make an Anderson shelter.
What's an Anderson shelter?
It's an air raid shelter that in World War II, it's designed for if there's enemy planes sighted, you can go somewhere safe.
So I presume then if somebody wants to come and talk to you or the team about Highfield Prep or Harrogate Ladies College, are there opportunities to do so?
Absolutely. Everybody's always welcome to come and visit us whenever it's suitable for them. We often hold major events as well. So for example, on Tuesday the 17th of October, we have our reception information evening for anybody who's considering a place in reception. And as I said, everybody's very welcome to that. It should be a really invaluable evening. If they could go to our website and have a look at hlc.org.uk/Highfield, that will give a lot of information as well. And we've always got people who are prepared to speak to anybody who's interested.
I can hear that playtime is coming to an end. There's a lot of feet running up the stairs at Highfield Prep. But James, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.